In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Coming up on the Tech News Briefing, Apple Music sets its sights on students, how the tech giant's music streaming offering is doing a year in, and what it's doing to lure subscribers. Coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Good news if you're a student, you can cut your Apple Music subscription in half. The tech giant began offering its streaming service to college and university students for a monthly fee of $4.99, which opens up the wider question as to how well Apple Music is doing a year in its infancy and what it might be doing in an effort to lure a prime demographic. Joining the Tech News Briefing with the who, what, when, why, etc. is Assistant News Editor for WSJD, Nathan Olivares-Giles. Welcome back, Nathan.
Thanks for having me on.
So Apple Music is doing this via a service called Unidays. I haven't heard much about it. What's the story with Unidays?
So Unidays is its own company, and basically they work with universities all over the country and community colleges and things like that to verify a student's active status. And then let them get basically student discounts with major retailers and brands like Levi's and Zipcar and American Apparel and even Apple and Microsoft.
Gotcha. Okay, so that sort of sets the playing field there. Among the popular streaming music services, particularly among younger people, it seems, is the biggies are Spotify and Tidal. How does this move from Apple compare to the status quo at those camps?
Well, actually, it's a little bit better when you look at the terms. The pricing is about the same. $5 a month is essentially what it is, $4.99 for these student subscriptions. But Spotify's offer ends after 1 year, and Apple's offer lasts 4 years. So, you know, it should last, you know, through the majority, if not the entirety, of someone's undergraduate education, which is, you know, a better deal in the long run versus what the other folks are offering.
And how deliberate do you think this move is? How, in other words, how is Apple Music doing so far? Are they really needing to make this push for more subscribers?
Oh, yeah. They're really in a position where they've seen tremendous growth, really only being about a year old. They have about 20 or 30 million subscribers, which is great. But it pales in comparison to what Spotify has built up over about a decade, and they have more than twice that. So, you know, already Apple is one of the more successful streaming services out there, but they've got a ways to go. So, you know, if you can get someone to be loyal to your service and by sticking with you for a few years, kind of build up that rapport, the idea, hopefully, right, for Apple is that when it's time to pay up and pay twice as much, you'll be familiar with the service, you'll like it, and you'll stick with them. So they're really kind of making a long play. They're building this out, and it's something they both need to do, and you know, something that could convert folks in the long run.
Gotcha. Nathan, thanks very much for the time.
My pleasure.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, be sure to check us out at wsj.com/podcast. That's where we are online. But you can also subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And our newest platform is the Google Play Music app. So if you have an Android device, just search WSJ. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Listen to us while you work. Type in wsj.com/podcasts and enjoy all our shows. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.